Great to be joined by Drew Forbes now. And well, if you haven't heard, everyone around here has heard. Drew, a North County grad, a SEMO grad, was drafted in the sixth round of the NFL draft by the Cleveland Browns this past week. And Drew, it's always been kind of fun to catch up with you, you know, covering you in high school and then your days at SEMO. And then we knew that the NFL was kind of watching you, and then you were putting some workouts in. But when it all actually came through this week, and you know, you got the phone call and then you heard your name, what was that particular moment like for you?
It was just a moment just that we were all overjoyed. Family, myself, me and my wife were sitting right next to each other, and there was just we just knew where we were going to be, and that's where God needed us to be at. We couldn't wait to get to Cleveland.
You know, leading up to the NFL draft, your name had kind of floated out there a little bit. I know that some teams had talked to you, but you didn't get invited to the NFL Combine, where a lot of the, you know, major prospects do get invited to. Was that more of a disappointment to you, or was that more of a motivator for you?
Initially, I was disappointed, but it definitely motivated me. I kind of just took it in as me wanting to work that much harder to get to where I am now. So, and that's what I got to keep doing. So that's kind of been the mentality since I got to even SEMO.
You know, you had an amazing pro day too, where just your flat numbers really caught some people. I don't know, maybe by surprise, maybe some others, probably not you. Did the interest in you get ratcheted up after that?
Yes, definitely. After they saw me move and then do positional work, they saw me as kind of a higher profile athlete.
A guy that's over 300 pounds, played tackle for SEMO all 4 years, and you run a sub-5 40-yard dash, a 4.95. That's rare even for the NFL, a guy your size that can run like that. Did you know you could do that? Had you clocked that before, or was that your best ever?
So, no, my best, my hamstring was really tight that day, and I'd ran a 4.7 flat in training, and then my hamstring got so tight, it was just hard to, like, open up when I was running. But, no, I was super satisfied with that. They had me at, like, a low of a 4.87, and then, anyway, the average time was a 4.95, and I was still ecstatic because I knew what that meant for me and how teams were going to see that number.
But you're telling me you can actually run a 4.7?
Yes.
That's incredible. And it's not only that. I mean, yeah, the 30-inch vertical leap, you were among the leaders. If you would have compared it to the guys that went to the NFL Combine, you were in the leaders. I know they do a bench press, 225 pounds, and a number of reps there. I mean, in virtually every measurable, you came out as among the leaders in terms of guys that were going to be going to the NFL. Did you surprise yourself in any of this stuff, or did you know that, you know, it was going to be like that all along?
I kind of saw that because, well, not until I saw the combine. I was sitting at home watching the combine, me and Emily were, and I was getting so frustrated at it because I was like, I just wanted to be there. And I was, my coaches were there, and I texted them with, like, how could I just drive to Indy today and run a 40 in the hallway or something? Anyway, no, after that point, I knew the numbers I'd been hitting were in that top 10 range, and it kind of got me excited, even more excited for my pro day.
Were you a Rams guy growing up? Did you like the St. Louis Rams?
I was more college football. I was a Mizzou fan.
Okay.
Which my team might not like that so much, but I was a Mizzou fan growing up.
Yeah, but the Cleveland Browns, I mean, what an amazing, you know, 2 years ago, nobody wanted to go to the Cleveland Browns, but now they're this amazing resurgent organization, you know, a turnaround team, number one draft pick last year, Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield. What kind of energy, as you've talked, I know you've talked to John Dorsey and Coach Kitchens and everything, what kind of energy is going on with that organization right now?
There's definitely something special. When I went over there for my pre-draft visit, you could just feel there was a buzz in that building. And I just can't wait to get out there and start working, in all honesty.
So you're a sixth round draft pick. Out of all the guys that played college football this last year, you know, and you played at the championship Division One sub level at SEMO. So you know, there's the bowl subdivision sub level that's right above that. But out of all the guys, you're drafted 189th. So obviously NFL teams thought very highly of you, but do you still now have to make the team, or do you have, what's the contract situation like? Will you get a guarantee? How's that all work?
So essentially, like, this is just where the work begins. I'm about to go out Thursday for rookie minicamp and, prove myself, prove that they picked me for the right reasons and, show that I'm the athlete that they scouted, and I can't wait to do that.
Drew, I saw some video with the assistant GMs and some different people with the Cleveland Browns. One thing that they love about you, obviously you played tackle in college, but they feel like that you could have great versatility in the NFL and play virtually anywhere along the line. Do you see that as well?
For sure. I think with training with Dan Connolly in St. Louis, and he showed me like the guard position and center position and how it should be played. And I felt very comfortable in those roles, as I do at the left tackle spot and right tackle spot since I played it in college. I feel like I can learn and develop to play any position on that line, especially with the coaches they have at Cleveland.
How much did your pre-draft workouts kind of improve your readiness since you left playing college football at SEMO?
It wasn't as much getting in shape or anything like that. It was more of just like learning technique. And I think it helped me just prepare for, and there was a lot of mental aspects to the game. But anyway, it definitely was a game changer getting to train with Dan and then Brad Hopkins. I trained with down in Nashville.
I remember talking with you your senior season at SEMO, and you were talking about a new offense that was going to be more up-tempo, and you said there was an adjustment in terms of, you know, kind of the shape that you guys had to be in there down at SEMO. Did playing in that system your senior year, did that kind of help with your athleticism, do you think, too?
I would say yes, absolutely. McDowell's offense is a very like explosive offense, as you could see from like how many yards per game we were getting and how many points per game we were putting up. And that means we were running up and down that field much more than we had recent years. So yeah, that style of offense and the culture change at SEMO definitely improve my athleticism and the knowledge of the game of football.
What teams were showing you the most interest going into the draft, Drew?
I'd say the most interest came from, well, Cleveland, Green Bay, and San Francisco.
Okay. And I know you're thrilled about being drafted by Cleveland. You've already said that. Did you get a kind of a good feel from all those organizations before the draft?
Yes, I really did. You go in and you interview with the coaching staff and then the general manager. And upon doing that, it felt like we clicked really well. And they knew that I was somebody who was going to come in and put their head down and get to work. So that's the gist I got from all of those teams.
It takes, you know, kind of a rare blend of skills and talents and characteristics to succeed in the NFL. But the Cleveland Browns have already, you know, said that they feel like you have the right mix, you know, athleticism, intelligence. And then they said you're the nicest guy to talk to, but when you get on that field, maybe a little bit of a nasty streak, and they kind of like that.
I would say they're right. And by saying that, but yeah, you know, when I'm on the field, you flip a switch and you kind of become a different person. But
that's pretty cool.
Exciting.
Dude, you had a lot of leadership experiences when you were at SEMO too. You know, you were on the leadership council there. You guys would do public service type things by virtue of, you know, kind of being the elder statesman on the line, a guy that had so many starts. You were a natural leader there as well. Is that something that do you think the NFL teams consider?
I think they look at that and see, like, what effort did you put in the locker room outside of just being a football player? Like, and what I mean by that is they look for you to be a good teammate and understand, like, what it means to be a good teammate. So they look at that, and by like little surveys they'll send you and ask, they'll like ask detailed ways you would handle situations in a locker room. And I think they liked how I responded to those questions.
I remember talking with your coach, Dave Dallas, when you were actually an underclassman at North County. You were a big guy already. Dave Dallas had coached in college football for many, many years. He's seen a lot of pros go from the college ranks to the pro ranks. And he told me when you were an underclassman, he said, this kid has the feet. And I didn't, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. He said, this kid has the feet to be a pro someday. And that was even before you started college. Did you always, you know, have a career in mind? Where did the dream start for you?
I never thought in high school that I would be where I'm at right now, but I knew in high school I had the potential to play college football. And once I got here, it kind of just, it felt natural. And the love of the game combined with, someone like you said that has decent feet is a good recipe for a team like Cleveland. So, once I got to college, I kind of felt at home, and as the years went on, I kind of saw the NFL as something that was attainable.
Being 6'5", 300 pounds, and as strong as a bulldozer doesn't hurt either, does it?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Drew, what do you feel like is your best attribute, as a guy that's going to start contributing to an NFL team?
So everyone in the NFL is big and fast, but I'm sure most, if not all, are hardworking to get there. But mine is how hard of a worker I am. Like, I'm just going to put my head down. I'm going to do what the coaches ask and then some. And I think that's what's proven successful in college for me, and I'm going to do the same thing at the next level.
Sometimes you hear these crazy stories about guys going through the kind of the NFL process, the vetting and the questions they're asked and the things that they have to go through. Was it pretty straightforward for you and, you know, things you would expect, or were there kind of some quirky moments?
Nothing too terribly quirky. It was pretty straightforward. Most of the odd questions get asked at the combine, but – No, I didn't have it. It was pretty straightforward. They knew what they were getting with me and what I like was going to be expected of me by each team. So, yeah, it was straightforward.
All right. Well, Drew, you're a married man, too, not only a college grad and a soon-to-be NFL player, but a married man. Your wife, Emily, I know you'll have to split up for a little bit because you'll have some duties you'll have to go through, rookie camp, different things like that. But what's the plan in terms of, keeping together and being strong in your marriage, too? Does she plan on moving to Cleveland pretty soon? How's that all going to work out for you?
For sure. We want to get her up to Cleveland. Like, we both have sat and talked about this for quite some time, but as soon as possible. But until then, we're getting a few books, and we're going to read them while we're apart, and then that gives us something more to talk about while we're going through this process. But no, we can't wait to get her up there, hopefully midsummer, maybe a little late summer, just depends on the schedule. I haven't got a chance to look at it in depth yet, but we're still both excited for this.
Is Emily working, Drew? What does she do?
She works at St. Francis Medical Center in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, and is she wanting to continue her work in the medical field?
Yeah, she'll have her master's following this spring semester, and then hopefully once we go to Cleveland, she'll be able to go and get a job at the hospital that works with the team up there.
Outstanding. I usually, when I talk to either you or your sister, I usually try to ask you about the other one because you're both so accomplished. Your sister Holly was a first team All-American this year playing for Mineral Area College, and she'll continue at Robert Morris next year at the Division I level as well. And I know you're super proud of her too.
For sure. She's like earned everything she's like gotten as far as going out to Mineral Area, and I think she was under-recruited out of high school, but I'm glad she had this opportunity in front of her, and I know she's going to go kill it and work hard, and I think that's what all of the Forbes kids have done so far, and I can't wait to see what my youngest brother Brett does. Once he gets out of high school.
Yeah, he's already crushing it in wheelchair basketball, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Drew, I already plotted a map for you. It's a little over a 6-hour drive from Cleveland to Robert Morris to see Holly play.
That's not too bad. I might have to. I'll definitely make that journey.
Hey, Drew, congratulations to you. It's been great talking to you. It's been fun watching your progress throughout the years. We'll look forward to you to coming back to North County and the area and visiting as well. But we'll always be watching you and looking forward to checking in with you maybe throughout the years, whether your NFL clear stays with Cleveland the whole time or wherever you might be.
Sounds great. Thank you, Chad.
You betcha. Drew Forbes joining us, North County grad, a SEMO grad, a college All-American, and now a Cleveland Brown joining us right here on Regional Radio.